Our last fundamental, but not the least in importance, is all things are created spiritually. Our textbook tells us, quote, all things are created spiritually. Mind, not matter, is the creator. Love, the divine principle, is the father and mother of the universe, including man. Close quote. Since, quote, all things are created spiritually, close quote, then there is, quote, no material creation, close quote, as the marginal heading states. Thus, we arrive at the nothingness of matter and the allness of spirit. There are not two creations, a material creation and a spiritual creation. In miscellaneous writings, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, the only logical conclusion is that all is mind and its manifestation, from the rolling of worlds in the most subtle ether to a potato patch. Close quote. We read from Miscellany, quote, the oracular skies, the verdant earth, bird, brook, blossom, breeze, and balm are richly fraught with divine reflection. They come at love's call. The nod of spirit is nature's natal. Close quote. Again we read, quote, spirit is infinite, therefore spirit is all. Close quote. There is only one world, a world of spirit. What appears to us as an external material world, in its actuality, is our within world of spirit, wrongly comprehended. Everything in our world that is good and useful and natural to our human existence, when correctly understood, is spiritual, or is of the substance of spirit. In miscellaneous writings, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, Christ Jesus' sense of matter was the opposite of that which mortals entertain. His nativity was a spiritual and immortal sense of the ideal world. Close quote. To Jesus, the substance of the things of this world was never matter, but was mind or spirit. She adds, quote, his earthly mission was to translate substance into its original meaning, mind. Close quote. When Jesus walked upon the water, when he passed through the wall, when he rolled away the stone from his tomb, he proved to the world that mind or spirit was the substance of the water, the wall, and the stone. And at the same time, he virtually vanquished the theory that matter is substance. Matter is never substantive. Matter is mental phenomenon. Like the converged appearance of the railroad track, matter is never a condition or an entity. The images of matter are subjective pictures of so-called mortal mind, purely a dream world, wherein its objects, like the object of our night dreams, do not even require space for occupancy. Any mental phenomenon is mental appearance only. It is never objectively physical or material. Mortal mind and matter being one, this one, a misstatement of mind or spirit, we can readily understand the lifelessness, the powerlessness, and the harmlessness of the mental appearance or mental phenomenon called matter. Mrs. Eddy tells us that Jesus, quote, healing through mind, removed any supposition that matter is intelligent or can recognize or express pain and pleasure. Close quote. Again, she says, quote, matter is a misstatement of mind. It is a lie, claiming to talk and disclaim against truth. Close quote. What is there to the lie that claims 2 and 2 are 5, but the truth that 2 and 2 are 4? Anything that appears wrong in our experience is never a wrong entity, but is a wrong sense about a right entity. Anything that appears to us as a material thing is never a wrong thing, but is something of spirit, wrongly seen or misapprehended. Quote, the spiritual reality is the scientific fact in all things, close quote, we read in Science and Health. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, science, understood, translates matter into mind, close quote. And again she says, quote, all must give place to the spiritual fact by the translation of man and the universe back into spirit, close quote. To translate does not mean to change matter into mind. Matter is nothing, and it is impossible to change nothing. Neither does translate mean to exchange matter for mind. There is no matter to exchange. Strictly speaking, to translate means to understand or make clear to ourselves that the entity at hand is already true substance. Matter is a false concept or false belief about the only substance at hand. The concept or belief is never substance. It is merely a false sense about true substance. We read in Miscellaneous Writings, quote, every material belief hints the existence of spiritual reality. And if mortals are instructed in spiritual things, it will be seen that material belief, in all its manifestations, reversed, will be found the type and representative of verities priceless, eternal, and just at hand. Close quote. These fundamentals that we have considered today demand prayerful watchfulness and steadfastness in our individual thought processes. The individualization of these fundamentals is vital to our growth in Christian Science and vital to our progress in daily living. More and more, we should cease dealing with external appearances and deal only with the things of spirit, things that are real and perfect and eternal. Through patient and persistent effort and the use of our God-given ability, we can all lift our thought and our life above the seeming world of appearances, up into enduring reality, where we find our oneness with mind, spirit, God. That is the end of part 2 of the address.